Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
A very pleasant good day to you wherever you are right now, listening to 102.7 FM, broadcasting live from out of PJD3 on beautiful St. Martin on Back Street from Plaza 21. How are you doing today on this awesome day? Are you feeling super excited as I am? I am definitely excited today to be with you up until the hour 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It promises to be another exciting show, and oh boy, it is going to be such, and I know you're definitely already sitting in your seats. You've had your lunch already, or you might be eating now. Do enjoy your lunch. And I just thank you so much for welcoming me into your personal space, maybe at your home, maybe in the car, maybe on the internet. Thank you so much. I'm really definitely happy to be with you, because it's going to be an awesome show, as I've mentioned just a while ago. This wonderful show is brought to you in collaboration with corporate partners ANF Catering, Mr. Fonsa Blaine doing a great job when it comes to catering on St. Martin, and real estate team Arun Jatian and his team of professional realtors. If you're looking for a beautiful property to purchase, or you've seen some land and you want to build on there, or you just want to rent or vacation a home or such, you need to check them out on iriteam.com or irevacation.com. Open Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on your way to Simpson Bay. Fantastic, fantastic. I'm really feeling good. I've had my lunch, and I'll think about sharing with you later. I'm sure you're saying, oh, come on, Roy Cotton Jr., I've already got my pen and paper here. All right. No need to get, anxious or anything. We'll see about it. We've only just started a while ago. It's only 10 minutes now past 3. So let's see what happens in the course of the show. I'm supposed to be joined today by a special guest from out of the USA. And this person that you're going to hear from is definitely going to inspire you, because you know this is what the show is all about, building stronger relationships and inspiring lives. So when you do hear what this special guest has to share with you, you're going to say, well, you know, thank you, Roy. And I really needed that, because if this person was able to make it through all that they have been through and today is so super successful, why not me? That's right. So let's get into some really great music just before we get into that interview. And I'm looking at getting things all connected here. Lovely to connect with my special guest in the USA. So we are trusting and believing that that's going to go awesome in just a while from now. And then it's going to be fantastic. Let's get into Taurus Riley. And that's going to be a doubleheader from Taurus Riley. First one is Superman. And of course, this is dedicated to my beautiful wife, who's always on my side, by my side, there for me, Dr. Nico Erman Francis. And this one is for you, my sweetheart, always dedicating this beautiful song, because it's true words in it. So do enjoy this. And wherever you are on St. Martin, remember, you can send me through a WhatsApp on 522-2084. Of course, the area code is 1721-522-2084, or in the studio, 1721-542-2580. You can check out my Facebook group, Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. Also, you can hit me up on Instagram, Roy Cotton Jr. on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are definitely feeling loved and inspired wherever you are listening right now to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC, here on 102.7 FM, broadcasting live from out of Plaza 21 on beautiful St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean, and also can be heard every Sunday, a rebroadcast from the previous week on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m. sharp Eastern Standard Time, and at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday mornings, and also heard on Bashani Radio in New York every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, going out to 1.9 million listeners being syndicated from out of New York. And talking about that, ladies and gentlemen, I am so super excited, and not because I've had my lunch today, which you're going to hear all about that a little later on if you stick and stay, but of course, I'm really super excited because it gives me great pleasure today to introduce to you someone that I have really great respect for. And it's just happened over just a few months from since March this year, 2019. You've heard about it before, and I just mentioned it a while ago. With Love and Inspiration being syndicated on Bashani Radio Broadcasting. That's right, BashaniRadio.com. in New York. And today I've got the privilege to speak with the CEO, that's right, the CEO from Bashani Radio, live from out of the USA. And he's a gentleman who's always traveling, so I'm pretty sure he's traveling right now, but he's taking some time to connect with me. I'm talking about Mr. Benny Randall Jr. So there's going to be two juniors talking to each other today. Roy Cotton Jr. connecting with Benny Randall Jr., the motivator. And I'm pretty sure when he speaks, you're going to hear how he's going to call himself the motivator. You're going to love that. He is a business and life coach, best-selling author, and he's a well-sought-after speaker, investor, and entrepreneur. And now today, you're going to hear absolutely how it all started for Mr. Benny Randall Jr. and what he's doing today, his success, and it has been a journey for him. So let's connect with him right now, live, as he is on the line. Very good afternoon to you, Benny. How are you doing?
How you doing, brother? You know, I'm blessed, highly favored, walking in the light, one of the chosen ones. I'm just glad to be here. How about you?
I'm doing super, super fine. And, you know, such a pleasure to have you on Love and Inspiration. And it's, I really have to say this, Benny, you know, just being able to talk to you today, because you always traveling and doing something that is uplifting lives and changing lives, to have you on here and knowing that Love and Inspiration is on your platform, besides transmitting live here, broadcasting live from out of St. Martin every Sunday, it is a pleasure. And I want to, first of all, thank you for that opportunity, and also Michael Muse, who made that possible for connecting me with your platform, Benny.
Absolutely. I love you guys, man. Mr. Michael Muse, the entrepreneur, the media entrepreneur, that's who he does. I love that guy.
It's good. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, here you are on Love and Inspiration. So you're actually speaking live to the beautiful people of St. Martin and the Eastern Caribbean and around the world. So, Benny, how are you doing today yourself?
I am in motion, but I made some time to talk to you. I just got off a plane. I'm in the back of a limo. I just finished my tofu, eggs, and my whole vegetarian dinner. I'm in the back of the car, and I am talking to the people of St. Martin, to all the beautiful people in St. Martin. I love you.
Fantastic. So you've had, what would you say then? Was that your lunch then, Benny?
My what was in my lunch?
No, was that your lunch, would you say?
Yeah, because I don't know when breakfast, lunch, and dinner start. So I just eat when I'm hungry.
I see. Because you know why I asked, you know, the reason why I asked you that, because I know you also enjoy when I share with the listeners what my lunch is here on St. Martin.
Exactly. Last time I was on the plane, now I'm in the back of the limo. What'd you have to eat today?
Well, I had a lovely... I know you were waiting for that. Today, I had some really baked chicken, broccoli, and also some beautiful, tasty potato salad and macaroni pie. And that was fantastic. And I'm thankful for that lunch. So I'm super full of energy right now, Benny. So we both had our lunches.
I can't wait till you have the day where you just invite like 100 lucky people and they're going to have dinner with you. That's going to be so cool.
Fantastic.
I just threw that out there. I threw that out to the universe.
You threw it out to the universe. Okay. Well, you know, once that happens, then you have to catch a flight and come down to St. Martin so you could be one of the honored guests.
No problem. I'm here.
Fantastic. So, Benny, let's talk a little bit about, you know, who you are. Because so important today, there are persons who are sometimes struggling with who they are. And you know, having the opportunity to have spoken with you when you interviewed me back in August, the end of August, for your radio show, the Benny Randall radio show, you know, we talked about those aspects of importance, the importance of knowing who you are. So tell us a little bit about who is Benny Randall.
Well, Benny Randall is an investor, an entrepreneur, and a dad. My whole purpose here is to inspire and encourage people to live their best lives. Too many times people don't know who they are because they have failed to understand who they are internally first before they understand who they are externally. All right. People in their lives, Mr. Roy, they people are people pleasers, whether they know it or not. People spend most of their lives trying to please other people, but not pleasing themselves. And remember, for you to be able to give love, for you to be able to help other people, you first and foremost got to help yourself. All right. And the more you can live your dreams, the more you can help other people live their dreams. I always tell people, you can't help people while you're starving because you're too hungry. You understand? So you got to put yourself in a position that allows you to help others. See, people too many times want to do it backwards. They want to help people when they need help themselves. When, if you took the little time to get yourself stable, you will have so much more effect on those that you encounter by basically helping them go down the road that you have already experienced. The problem with most people is that they want to help people with things they have not experienced yet. So therefore, it never benefits the person who you're trying to help because you yourself too are struggling.
I see. That's very wise words of wisdom, Benny. But also, as I'm thinking along the lines, listening to you very carefully, when was it that you actually discovered that you were able to help others? Was it then at some point in time where you said, okay, I've reached a point where I'm able to help myself first, then to be able such?
No, I think for me, that moment came when I had, you know, when I lost so many people so close to me. You know, I lost my brother when he was age 25. My sister was murdered by her husband because she wanted a divorce at age 25. And I remember going to her casket and touching her, and I realized that that was not my sister. That was Sister Shell she was in. But that was not the little baby who came home that time when I first held her in my arms, you know, because I was her older brother. So what that taught me was that, okay, we're paying so much attention to what's on the outside of us that we are forgetting what's on the inside of us. And then that's when I began to search of who I was, that it was more than just, okay, making this money. It was more than just all of these things around me, because at any point in time, all the material things could be taken from you. But what I realized that could not be taken from you is the service that you give to others and who you are as a soul, forget person, but who you are as an inner soul. And when people learn to recognize who they are, your light shines so much brighter that others can be seen also, if that makes sense.
It definitely makes sense. And, you know, sharing something like this is so very important for those who are listening here on St. Martin and around the world, because for the fact that on St. Martin and anywhere around the world, the reality is that persons lose those who are dear to them. Family member, maybe a brother, maybe a sister, even presently at the moment, you know, and St. Martin, very important persons has, you know, passed away recently. And for the fact of many other persons who lost loved ones, that is such a powerful thing that happens. The thing is, it's not that you're sitting around waiting to lose someone, but then, as you said, as you saw your sister and you touched your sister, you realized that that was an empty shell, but it's about really recognizing what's inside of you.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to get across to, and I try to get across every time I'm doing an interview with people, is that time is priceless. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your time wondering, okay, I'm going to wait till I get the right amount of money. I'm going to wait till I look a certain way. I'm going to wait till I get smart enough. I'm going to tell you, time, one thing I've learned from all the people I've lost in my life is that every second is priceless. You know what I mean? And being that it wouldn't even been last Thursday. That would have been earlier this week. You know, I had a conversation with, you know, one of my best friends that when I first got here, you know, found out that, you know, he was in the hospital and had a stroke or whatever. And, you know, his wife never called me, you know, and let me know. So, you know, I was a little teed about that because I was like, you know, I would want to come see him, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we had that conversation. And I expressed how valuable time is, because every second, just this moment what we're in right now, Roy, This will never, ever be repeated. That is it. You know what I mean? And then come 3 days later, I found out he died. You see what I mean? Yeah. You see how pressed, like, I'll be going to his funeral, you know, back in New York on Saturday. Mm. You know what I mean? So that my point is, at least my last conversation with him was powerful, you know. And the reason why I say this is because don't waste your time on hating people. Don't waste your time on being mad at family members, people who did you wrong. Don't waste your time, because one thing we are all guaranteed is that our time will come one day where we won't wake up. So it's not what you do when you're born, and it's not what you do when you die. It's the time in between that's the most valuable. Right. That's why you gotta live in the present.
Right. I'm fully with you, 500%. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration Live here with Roy Cotton Jr. And I'm speaking with Benny Randall Jr., the motivator. He's a business and life coach, best-selling author, keynote speaker. Does a lot of speaking around the world. He is an investor and entrepreneur. Now, Benny, talking about, just before we get into that aspect, I'm reading here from your bio, you started out in the music business as a dancer, hype man, and rapper. Talk to us a little bit about that, because I know there's also young persons who's listening to the show, persons who are between ages 17 to 90 something.
Absolutely. I started off on the road as a roadie, and that's the person who gets the equipment ready for the shows. Mm-hmm. And basically, I got to travel a lot, and then I became a dancer, hype man. And then I realized, you know, hanging around these people making all this money, that the person that made the most money was the person that was holding that microphone. So I was like, okay, I got to get to that one. You know, I was having fun, and I was having the byproduct of their success. But I noticed it was the person that had the microphone that made the most money and had the most advantage, you know, according to what they wanted to do. So that's how I began to go ahead and make my first record. I think it was back in 1986, without dating myself, where I made my first record, Rhyme Gets Rough and I'm Taking Over. Mm-hmm. And voila, I realized that, man, these people are going to pay me all this money for 15 minutes of my time. I'll never go back to a job.
So that's the first time that a reality hits you that, hey, wait a second. I mean, I can do this too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I realized that that was my gift, you know, and my gift was the voice, and my gift was entertaining people. And then I realized that I was supposed to entertain also. And then that's what put me, I was like, okay, I thought I was going to be the biggest rapper in the world, but that's not what it was. I was supposed to become the biggest business advisor and investor, which is where I'm at right now. And I invest in things that not only help me, but things that help others. And that's where it is now. And the microphone is my friend.
Mm, that's right. Look at that. And we're going to get into that, actually, because I find this so very interesting, Benny. You know, just looking here again and reading up, stating that during that time, you regularly toured the country, entertaining hundreds of crowds, not quite feeling quite complete. You moved to Brooklyn, New York, in with only $500 in your pocket.
Absolutely. And that was a humbling point, because from being in Fort Lauderdale where I was, you know, everybody has a car, you know, I had a big nice condo that was paid for and the whole shebang, and you know what I mean? Like, everybody knew me. So it's like when I go around, they'd be like, hey, what's up, Benny? What's up, Benny? Like, you know, so I'll go to restaurants and they give me free food, even though I can afford it. You know what I mean? Mm. And then, but I believe that I wasn't big enough. So I was like, let me go to New York where the music business is at. And I ended up having a reality check, because when I got here, nobody knew me. You know, New York was at that time where, you know, if you didn't do a certain type of New York music, they wasn't checking for you. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So to me, I was a Southern rapper, you know, back in the day. So it was like, you know, they didn't tend to, they was into Rakim, LL Cool J and all that type of stuff.
Right.
So it was like, whoa. And then I realized, wow. And then I got up here and I signed a deal with PolyGram, and they gave me $5,000 for a single, which is called EIO. Mm-hmm. And then they dropped me. They never put it out. I got the $5,000. My manager got $1,200. I got the rest and realized I might have to get a job.
Mm.
So I had $500. I lived in a house with 8 people I didn't know. They didn't even speak the language. So there was a lot of sign gestures. and everything. And it humbled me in there, you know what I mean? Because I was living in the attic and I had to share the bathroom and the kitchen with eight people I didn't know. But what I did, I realized how powerful the mind is, Roy. And this is why when I tell a lot of my clients and people how powerful the mind is, the mind can put you anywhere you want to be. So even though I was living in this attic, Roy, that's not how I seen it. I seen it like I was living in a penthouse. I was like, wow, I can look down, look at all these people below me, man. Wow. When really I was in an attic with rats that was almost bigger than cash.
I see.
You know what I mean? My rats were so big, like they would open the door for me. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I realized that the mind is powerful. So instead of seeing it as it was, I seen it as I wanted to be.
Right.
And I seen myself as a success living in a penthouse in Manhattan. That's what I seen it as. You know, this was my building. You know what I mean? That's how I seen it. That's how I trained my mind. So when I would wake up, you know what I mean? I would look out the window and say, wow, look at all these other people renting from me and all this type of stuff.
Right.
And today that's where I am. A whole lot of people living in my buildings.
I see. You know, I just want to actually go back to something very key that you said, Benny. Managing your mind, training your mind is so very important. That's one of the things that recently I've stated to some young persons, and I recognize, as you're stating, it is all absolutely so relevant. You've got to manage and train your mind, because if you don't manage and train your mind, no one can do that for you, and you will be left behind. I'm rapping there now. Am I rhyming?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The mind, before, you got to remember, if you think about how everything works, you are part of the co-creator, because you know we're made in the image of God. And you know, so people get caught up in the word, the image, you know what I mean? It just means that consciousness, and we have that ability to co-create. God creates all the time. He owns everything, and he blessed us with the ability that anything that we can hold in the mind long enough, now this is the key, we can hold in the mind long enough and go towards it, we can make it come true. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The problem is, Roy, most people hold the wrong things in their mind and they come true. So when people tell me they're doing bad, I always ask them, how's their mind? How is their mind set? Because remember, stuff don't just come out of nowhere. It comes because of the choices you make and the folk you have. Most people don't manage the mind. The mind manages them. A wise man once told me, Roy, he said that the mind is an excellent servant, but a bad master.
Wow.
You understand? So you have to learn how to befriend the mind so that you can control the mind. Because if the mind controls you, it will always lead you to things that are lower and easier. And those are things that probably won't benefit you or others.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And I'm happy that you're saying that, because at this point in time, I'm pretty sure there are listeners out there who have that challenge. You know, their mind is racing. They're thinking so many things. They're thinking that they're nothing, or they may have been through quite a lot and thinking that they cannot get through or past that stage in their life because their mind, they don't have that control over the mind, or they're not allowing themselves to take in what's important to take them from that point to another point.
And you know why, Roy? I'm going to tell you the number one reason why. Because somebody told them a lie and they believed it. Somebody told them somewhere, whether they was a child or whether they got older, you're not good enough. You're not worthy enough. You are this color. You can't make that much. You're that color. You're too fat. You're too skinny. Somebody told them a lie and they believed it. That's scary.
Absolutely.
So you have to wipe the slate clean. You know what I mean? I don't care what people think about me. I don't care, because I know that I'm in control of me. You understand?
Right.
In control of me, because I make the decisions of what I want to experience. You know what I mean? You couldn't have told me a long time ago that I can, you know, I can get on a stage and people will pay me $25,000 to $30,000 for an hour of my time. You couldn't have told me that, because I didn't understand it and I didn't experience it, and my mind couldn't grasp it until I got around somebody, my coach, and he taught me how to manage the mind. You know what I mean? And he's a billionaire. Okay, so that's where I'm headed.
Right.
You understand? Mm. And still to this day, he make me pay.
Mm.
And I couldn't understand that. I always tell this story. I'll be like, you know, why am I paying? Because you got all of this money. What do you need my little money for? And he said you wouldn't execute as hard as you execute, and you wouldn't value what he offered if he gave it to me free. And I said, interesting. He said, think about it like this. If you get a Toyota, and I'm just saying I ain't got nothing with Toyotas, but let's just say if you get a little Toyota car, a hoopty, as we call it in the States,
right.
You know, a raggedy car, you'll park it anywhere on the street. You don't care. You know why? It's already got a couple of dents. It can get a couple more dents. But if you go and you purchase a Bentley, you're going to get a garage spot.
Right.
Because you know why? Because you ain't going to want people bumping up the bumpers and stuff that, right? All because of how you value it. And that's with everything. See, you can't always tell people, Roy, you can't free yourself to success.
Mm.
I don't care what nobody tells you. You're going to have the price to pay. Even in college, Mr. Roy, college will not allow you to be in class if you don't pay for it in advance.
That is
Go
true.
Figure. Think about that.
That is true.
I don't care how much they love you. Unless you or somebody else has paid for that in advance, you will not sit in that class regardless of your needs. Because you know why? Because they're not in the business of education. They're in the they're not in the education business. They're in the business of education, which means it has to make money for their establishment for them to provide this service. Does that make sense?
It makes absolutely a lot of sense. Definitely.
Right. But people get mad when people will, you know, oh, why do you charge for this? You should be giving it a free. Let me tell you something. Mr. Roy, you can't even run a church without money. Somebody has to pay the light bill. Somebody has to pay for that establishment. Somebody has to keep the whole thing up. So some money has to come somewhere. You know what I mean? Even to keep the storehouse open. So the point, what I'm saying is, the reason why I tell you these analogies is that people need to stop looking at paying for this as a bad thing, when really you are investing in yourself in everything you do.
Right.
So you either going to invest for your ignorance, or you going to invest for your intelligence. Meaning like you either going to make the right choices or you're going to make the wrong choices, and you will have to bear the burden of that experience.
Mm. Makes a lot of sense. Ladies and gentlemen, you're live here with me on Love and Inspiration with Benny Randall Jr., my very, very good friend and VIP guest here on the show, known as The Motivator. He's a business and life coach, best-selling author, and you're going to hear about it just briefly. And he is sought after around the world for speaking engagements. He's an investor and also an entrepreneur. Now, Benny, you are called The Motivator. And a while ago, you stated about the voice. You know, as I'm listening to your voice, I'm pretty sure persons are saying, but his voice sounds almost like, you know, Mr. Barry White. So, and so at the end of the day, they're getting a special treat today, Benny. They're getting Roy Cotton Jr.'s The Love and Inspiration Man's voice, and they're getting Benny Randall Jr., The Motivator's voice. What about that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm going to just tell you, though, I'm going to claim it. I am the number one voice in the entire world. I'm just claiming that. I'm just saying like that. You could be whatever you want to be, Roy. I'm just telling you about me. All right?
Well, we'll discuss that one off air. I love it, man. I love it.
Good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you got the name The Motivator, because you've been around some very influential persons and successful people in the world, including Les Brown. So tell us a little bit about how The Motivator came about.
Because I get it moving. Because remember, when I started off as a hype man, you know, that was the hype man. And that turned in, honestly, to, you know, like that guy that gets the people up and inspiring. And then once I started communicating with people and helping them get their lives, and you ask any of my clients, they'll tell you, if you wanted an advisor that's going to call you when you don't want them to call you, who's going to be talking to you when you don't want to talk to them, who's going to hold you accountable to what you said you going to do, you need to holler at The Motivator. And that began to stick with me because I push people beyond their limits. See what I'm saying? Because I believe that unless you, everybody needs to be accountable. So you know, my coach, he pushes me way beyond, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I'm just curious, what do you do with the money that I pay you? He was like, I give it to charity. I was like, really? Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah. And as long as I'm coaching you, you're going to pay. And I was like, wow. But you know what I realized though? It shows that it wasn't about the money. It was more about him making me accountable. And it's more about me respecting what he tells. Because you can tell people things all day. There's people who listen to 1,000 YouTube videos mm-hmm. and they still don't do nothing. They still go back and hang with the same people. You know what I mean? I wrote in my book, The Motivation Factor, in my first book. Mm-hmm. I said, if you hang with 9 broke people, you're going to be the 10th. And when I say the broke, I mean you're broke mentally. You're broke spiritually. You're broke financially. You know, broke ideas is that if, you know, as you've heard many times from many speakers probably before, you know, if you're the smartest person in your group, you need another group. You can't be the one on top because there's not somebody to take you up. You understand? We get built up being around people that build us up and challenge you. If the people in your Rolodex are not inspiring you, they're depleting you. There ain't no in between. I don't care what people say. There is no in between. They're either building you up or bringing you back down, one or the other. And you have to determine how much of that you want to take. You understand? If you really want it, then you're going to have to do some house cleaning. Mm. You know what I mean? Because one thing I can tell you about God's blessings, a lot of times his blessings is for you. And then when you get them, then you're able to pay him forward. But his blessings don't necessarily mean you're going to be able to bring the whole neighborhood with you.
Right.
That's not, you know what I mean? Because that might not be their journey. You know what I mean? You can bring a couple. I heard Snoop Dogg say one time, and I thought this was very powerful. He said, you know, I had to come to a realization that when I've done everything I can for my friends, you know what I mean? Like I've got on their records. I gave them a little money. I introduced them to the right people. I did so many things to help these people go to the next level, right? Mm. And he said, some of them still never became famous. And he said, you know what I realized then? He said, I realized I can't make them famous. They got to do it for themselves. True. He said, I gave them everything. I gave them money. I gave them connections. And some of them still didn't make it to that level. What's the problem? The problem was not him. It was them. And that made a whole lot of sense. Does that make sense?
Definitely. Definitely. And I have a very important question for you, actually. It is coming in from one of the listeners. And the question is to you, Benny. As such, what would you say to someone unemployed about to be evicted who thinks that they won't make it? How do they rise up from this position, Benny?
Find a way out. Figure it out. You got to figure it out. I slept in my car, okay? I didn't even have a place to take a shower. So you know what I did? I went and joined a gym so I could take a shower so I wouldn't be, nobody would know that I was sleeping in my car. You know what I mean? I didn't have a place to live. You know what I mean? When I needed something to eat, I had a cooler. And thank goodness I still had a car that still had gas, you know what I mean, that I could put in. I had a cooler. And I would put ice in the cooler just to keep things cool. And I slept in my car. And when I slept in my car, there was people outside sleeping right on the ground. So I was like, look at my blessing. At least I'm in the car. They have to actually sleep on the ground out there. And I was parked in this area where, you know. So yeah, all those things that person just said, those external issues. There's some things that person did in their lives to be there. And this ain't the time to feel sorry for yourself. This is the time to get creative now. You know what I mean? So now, if you're about to get evicted, that means what? You didn't pay the money that it cost to live at that place, or you didn't have the money, or you lost the money, or whatever it may be. But it's not a time for you to look how you got there. The question is, how do you get out? You know what I mean? And everything starts with a solution, right? So I would encourage that individuals, first and foremost, survival. Get a roof over your head, someplace to stay. If you can't afford a house, you can afford a room. You see what I'm saying? You can afford a room, because that's what I slept in. I slept in a room. You know what I mean? See, people look at my glory, but they don't want to live my story. You know what I mean? So all those things that person just names, that's just external things. Those things can be changed. You know what I mean? You don't have a roof over your head. You can get a roof over your head. You got evicted. That's okay. You can find another place to live, whatever. But what the person really got to think about when they do get back on their feet is what choices did I make to put me in that situation? Because they're responsible. No one else is. They are.
Well, of course, thank you for answering that question from one of the listeners to the program this afternoon. And ladies and gentlemen, you can connect with me on the WhatsApp number 1721-522-2084 if there's a question you have for Benny Randall Jr., the CEO of Bashani Radio New York, the motivator, as he's known, business and life coach, best-selling author, keynote speaker, investor, and entrepreneur. Now, I'm just looking here at Benny. You wrote The Motivation Factor as your first book. Then you have a second book, The Inner Power to Create Your World, and The Powerful Mind, that went on to generate $2 million in sales. And what I'm seeing here, you stated, I am on a mission to inspire 1 billion people before I leave this earth. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, see, that's why I know you just got to keep putting out product, because you never know which is going to be your powerful product. But it seems like the products that, one, they was audio books, and then two, they was taped live at events that I was doing. I come to find out a lot of people gravitated towards it even more so than the written word. You understand? Mm-hmm. And that's when you never realize what is going to be your hit. You know what I mean? And so I didn't put those out to say, I want this to be my hit. I put them out because I thought it was important. You know, like when I talk about the inner power to create, you know, your world, I'm once again, and I'm talking about managing the mind. You know what I mean? Everything starts in the mind. It's an idea. Remember, everything around you, Mr. Roy, and everybody that could hear my voice, everything around you starts with an idea. It starts internally first. You see what I'm saying? Sure. And then you have the opportunity to bring it to life. The problem is most people brush off their glorious ideas that come through them. See, people don't realize ideas don't come from you. They come through you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? God may have set that in your life, in your heart, for you to be the one that can help other people. But what I found out, the ideas that seem to be the most lucrative is the ones that serve the most people.
I see. And I'm hearing you.
They solve a problem.
Right. Definitely. I'm with you 500%. I'm hearing you, Benny, talk, you know, you're drawing a lot of reference to God. How really important is God to you, Benny?
You wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be here without him. Period. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. I don't care what your spiritual thought is, your religious thought. You know what I mean? Is, you know, God created it all and he gave us all our gifts. It's just what you choose to do with it. You know what I mean? Everybody has their way of how they, you know, worship God. You know what I mean? You know, every morning I get up and pray and I meditate too. I meditate an hour. You know what I mean? Because I've learned that the more I learn to control the mind, the more I control my world. And the more you control your world, the more you control your experience.
Absolutely.
And everything, you'll always hear me talk about managing the mind. Mm. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because that's where you get to connect with God. You know what I mean? In your private space. You can be anywhere. You don't have to wait this Sunday to go to church. You can go to church every day. Just get in your mind and connect and have a conversation with God. You don't care what type of clothes you got. You don't care what your culture is. You know what I mean? He just wants your attention and love. And remember, the only thing God don't have from us and can't make us do is he give us free will to love him or not. Mm. He's a gentleman. He gives us free will. He gives you the will to say whether you want to love him or not. And people will spend more time trying to satisfy man instead of trying to satisfy God. And that's where a lot of them fall short, because there is no perfect man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you try to please man, you probably won't be pleasing God.
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot serve two masters as such, as is stated in his word. You know, as I listen to you, Benny, and many persons listening here today, I mean, it's so wonderful speaking with you. The tables have turned around. You interviewed me back in August on your radio show. We'll talk a little bit about that so that persons could be able to, you know, plug into you because you do an awesome job. And I have a lot of respect for you, Benny. But just thinking about where you are today, successful, as I remember we had a conversation and you stated, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that you have today at least about 7 companies. And, you know, you travel the world. You speak to persons who are in such powerful positions. So tell us a little bit about how is that for you, you know, being in a position like that, you know where you came from. And today having so many companies, so many people that are employed, and how do you manage that?
Everything I do, I love. I don't do anything I don't love. I had a conversation with Warren Buffett one time, and he said something so profound. He said he doesn't invest in any company where he don't like people. He don't care if it's a great idea. He doesn't invest in any company where he doesn't like the people, or he wouldn't like working with the people or talking to the people. And I have adopted that. If I don't gel with you and you don't gel with me, I have no problem with you, but I'm not going to deal with you. You understand? And so, because when I wake up, I want to do what I love doing. You know what I mean? I love waking up in the morning and being able to converse with people, inspire people. You know what I mean? And the only way you're going to do that, you know, Roy, every time you get up in the morning, you have 2 choices. I try to make this simplistic as possible. Either you're going to build your dreams or you're going to build somebody else's dreams. There is no in between. Everybody's always looking for that gray area. There is no gray area. Every activity that you get into, you're either building your dreams or you're building somebody else's dreams. This conversation right here, you're building your dreams. You understand? That's what you are doing. You're not building my dreams. You're building your dreams. You understand? And in that, you are to inspire who you are, and you allow people to tap into conversations they may not necessarily hear any other place. Because a lot, you know, if you want negativity, all you got to do is go on the internet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You ain't got to look for it for that. You know what I mean? You can just turn on the internet. You can find as much negativity as you want. But to find positive and powerful conversation like this, you got to search. Mm-hmm. You understand? So you have the opportunity when you wake up in the morning, you're either going to be on the right or the left. And you have to ask yourself, am I 100% committed to building this person's dream? Or am I 100% committed to building my dream?
You know,
you can't wake up in the morning and build your own dream, you got work to do.
You know, as you stated that, Benny, and I'm so happy you said that, because there are also, besides persons who have life experience, you know, they're working, they're doing what they're doing, but there's also a lot of young people that listen to the show, and even youngsters who may have gotten themselves in trouble with the law, that they may feel as if, oh, it's all is lost. But at the end of the day, they still got an opportunity, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I always tell young people, if you really want to see what people go, find some of the most successful companies that you are interested in and go and read how it was started. Read their bios. Look out their documentaries a lot of times. See, I love documentaries because it shows you things that you would normally see in an everyday interview because you don't have that amount of time. You know what I mean? Recently, I was just, you know, because I don't watch a lot of TV unless it's inspiring me, you know, in some fashion or form. You know what I mean? Like, you know, my favorite show is probably Shark Tank. With people I know on it, and things like that. But recently, I was watching on Netflix a documentary called Inside the Brain of Bill Gates. And it is so intriguing to see how someone of his caliber thinks. And, you know, this guy goes on trips by himself just to read. Okay. He goes and his assistants will pack 30 books and he'll take them to a private place and just read. That's it. Just read. You see what I'm saying? Because readers are leaders. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? And he's always trying to figure out things. And so I encourage, people, you know, go look up documentaries. If you never see, you know, go, if you got Netflix, go and take the time and look at this series called Inside the Mind of Bill Gates. And it will allow you to see there's a lot more to this person than what you see in the products. You know, these people put stuff together. You know what I mean? You know, people like me, you know, we have a background. You know, most of the times people only see our glory because, you know, people only want to see what they want to see. You know what I mean? They only want to see the nice car, the nice trip or whatever. They never really want to see how did you get there?
Absolutely.
How
correct.
Did you get to that point? And that's where the nuggets are at. See, the nuggets are not who got the flyest car. That's not where the nuggets are at. You know, the nuggets is in the journey. And most people don't pay attention to the journey because they're too busy paying attention to the awards and the things and those things like, ooh, he got this award, he got that. Don't nobody care about it. I don't personally don't care about awards. Why? Because I realize that it doesn't help anybody else but the person receiving it.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? The only reward I want is service that, you know, I became successful, you know, and I always tell my clients, I don't want you to become a follower. I want you to become a leader. I'm in the business of creating leaders. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm here to create leaders and you're going to feel it. And people will say, well, you create leaders, but you're expensive. Well, I mean, anything that's good is expensive. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If you want something cheap, you can find it cheap, but it may last you about 2 days.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So you got to know your worth. You got to know your value. If you don't know your worth and know your value, you can't teach nobody else to know their worth and know their value.
Right. Absolutely.
You understand? There is nothing. Name one business out here, Roy, who's not in the business of making a profit. Even nonprofits have to make a profit to stay a nonprofit.
Mm.
Go figure. Think about that now. Nonprofits have to make a profit in order to maintain in a nonprofit. Like they have to make money, at least for operational costs. Mm. There has to be more money than coming in than going out.
Right.
You understand? So I tell people, don't get caught up in because something costs. Get caught up in, you know, because see, wealthy people don't think about how much something costs. What they think about how much money can I make from it.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So when I invest in something, I don't ask, you know, how much it costs or whatever. I say, how much can I make from this if I invest in this? You know, and what's my time limit? You know, what's the valuation of this company? You know what I mean? How I'm, you know, think, I want people to think like a credit card company. Mm-hmm. If you call your credit card company today, they've given you invisible money. I want you to think about this for a second. I'm going to go really deep for you a second, Roy.
Go ahead.
Think about this for a second. A credit card company gives you invisible money. They give you a line of credit. You can't even see this money unless you go to the ATM and cash it out. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then the moment you spend it, they compound it on a daily basis. So if you call them on Monday and say, I want to pay off my card, they will give you one price. If you call them on Friday and say, I want to pay off my card, they'll give you another price. Why? Because the money is compounded on a daily basis. That's how money is made. Most people don't do that. You see what I'm saying? Think about this, Mr. Roy. Even, you know, I'm doing a new seminar called the Revenue Masterclass. And when I show people how money is made, they are astonished because a lot of times the very little things that are right in front of their face, they don't know. Like, for instance, most people have jobs and they have 401k plans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, check this out, Roy, and your listeners. You have a 401k plan. You're saving that money so that you can have money to retire on later in. But the company that you have the 401k plan, excuse me, they're investing that money in developers. And those developers then come and build big buildings inside your neighborhood that you can no longer afford. You have just paid for your gentrification. Woo!
Wow.
They don't even understand. With your 401k plan, and then they give you a couple pennies off a dollar, and you think you did it, but you ain't got enough money to even leave and live in your neighborhood because you allowed somebody else to invest your money instead of you investing your money. Woo! Let me stop preaching up here. That's why they call me the motivator.
I'm with you, and that's why I'm going to say, as you would always say, that is just powerful.
It is. Not a game. It's a lifestyle.
Mm. You know...
But you see how people don't know, Roy? You see how people don't see how a lot of times, because they don't know about their own money, they can't leverage their own money. The most benefits are given to companies, Roy. If you a single person making a lot of money, Uncle Sam gonna hit you very, very hard because he's gonna say you don't need that much money. But if you a single person and you're running companies, you're gonna get more benefits than anybody else. You know what I mean? My staff, Roy, this and this is, you know, I tease them about this a lot. They pay more in taxes than I do because I own the company. See, there's a difference. Do you understand? They don't own the company. They're receiving a check. And the reason why the government gives me more benefits, because what have I done for the government? If somebody does you a favor, you're going to do them a favor, right? Mm. So what have I done for the government as an entrepreneur? You know what you've done? You created new taxpayers. Because every time I pay you, you are then become a taxpayer to the government. So now I'm creating, every time I hire a new person, I'm creating more and more taxpayers. So they're going to give me a break for bringing in more money. That's just like if every time I turn around, Roy bring me some money, I'm going to hook Roy up.
I follow you.
You know what I mean? Roy bring me, you know what I mean? Roy bring me enough money, I might give him one of them $5,000 suits. You know what I mean?
That is really...
That's an inside joke.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you. And, you know, it's really important that you actually stated that just now, because you've just given financial inspiration here on the show, because so many persons are not always aware of what's happening behind the scenes and such as you stated. And I wanted to actually ask you the following, Benny. This came in from another listener, and they would like to ask here, like yourself, Benny, many persons in our community on St. Martin are grieving the loss of loved ones. How do you bounce back from tragedy to triumph in the midst of grief? That's to you, Benny, from one of the listeners.
And what I've learned, my technique is what I've learned, and you're talking to a person, for those that don't know, my brother was murdered at age 25. He was in the fast life. My sister was murdered by her husband because she simply wanted a divorce. My other older brother died because he didn't take care of his health. My firstborn child died one week before he was to be born, and we still had to have him the same way, and I still don't understand that, but I mean, I can't question what God does. Okay, so what I have done personally myself, you know, I always ask myself, what light did they bring to my life? What did I learn from him? How can I cherish their lives? How can I celebrate their lives? You know what I mean? And with each, I've learned that in each, I've learned some type of lesson. You know, with my brother in his passing, I realized that you got to be careful what you say to people, and be careful what you say to people that you love. You know what I mean? My sister, I've learned that you got to love yourself enough to walk away, because somebody else might not care enough about you. You understand? So I've learned, and then, you know, I've started a place that I'm gonna call Renee's House, which is gonna help women who've been in domestic violence, a place to get away, you know, from whether women or men, because men do go through domestic violence, you know, and it's gonna be in her honor. So once again, I'm celebrating their lives. You understand? And that's what I tell people. Don't sit, everybody has their moment to grieve, okay? But how can you do something that will keep their legacy going? What did they love? Did they love helping kids? Is there some type of organization that you can possibly give your money, your time to, in honor of that person that you lost? You understand what I'm saying? Find a way to celebrate their life, because here's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to lose somebody. I don't care who you are. Everybody's going to lose somebody at some point. So you can't just sit around and say, you know, I just fear it, because it's inevitable. But what you got to do is find a way to celebrate their life instead of just simply grieving their death. Because when you simply grieve their death, that's all for you. But when you celebrate their life, that usually means there's some type of service that's going to be connected with helping others, if that makes sense.
makes a lot of sense. And I'm thankful to you for answering the listener's question. And I'm pretty sure, you know, other listeners are really appreciating what you're sharing with them here on Love and Inspiration. Now, Benny, we're coming down to the end of this powerful, as you would say, powerful interview with you here on Love and Inspiration today on this beautiful day on St. Martin. And for those who are listening around the world, this show will be rebroadcast on voiceofthecaribbean.net on Sunday, 8 p.m. and on Monday, 10 a.m. That will be next week. And of course, in Bashani Radio in New York. And talking about Bashani Radio, I have, of course, here with me the CEO himself, which, of course, is an honor for me to have you on the show. As a state here, Benny has built two successful digital radio stations, BashaniRadio.com and VerKRadio.com, which get millions of listeners each month and stream via iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, Apple TV, TuneIn Radio, and all other places and mobile devices. Benny, how did this come about? What actually inspired you to start these digital radio stations?
I love to talk. It's just that simple. Then once again, I told you, I do what I love. I love to talk. So I figured if I love to talk, there's a lot of other people love to talk too. And then I realized that there's also, I like to hear intelligent conversations. Just like what we're doing right now. I like to hear conversations that inspire me and things like that. And a lot of times on the radio, you're just going to hear music and booty shaking music and all of that type of stuff. And that might have its place, you know, but I like to hear, you know, I'm a grown man. You know what I mean? So I like to hear grown people conversations like what we are doing right now. I enjoy this. So my thing was not only how could I build something that I enjoy doing. I want to build something that others can enjoy and benefit from it. So once again, like I told you, I only build companies that I enjoy. And I love to talk. I've lost a couple of girlfriends just because I talk too much. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And that's okay though, because I know they wish they stayed around now.
And I know you definitely have a great sense of humor, which we've established that because I've listened to you before. And even when you did your interview with me back in August, you know, we had really a great time. Now, for listeners, just to have an idea, Benny, you have also your radio show. Tell us a little bit about your radio show and also about VerK Radio.
Yeah, the purpose of VerK Radio was to give women a voice. So it's more of themes that are focused on the women's issues. And Bashani was focused on all issues of business and intelligent talk. So I felt that women needed their own space just for being able, you know, to, you know, connect with other women and talk about a lot of women issues. A lot of times, whether you're black, white, green, or yellow, or purple, you know what I mean? And I felt like the way to control the message is you got to own it. Platform, and you got to be one of those. So I wanted people to get a space where they wouldn't be judged. They'll be able to do the shows they want to do without some people saying, oh, you can't do that or you can't do that because we don't want to hear about that or whatever. You know, I just wanted a nice place where grown folks, young people, anybody could come. And, you know, we have a range of topics. You know what I mean? I love to talk. I have the sexiest voice in America and around the world. I have the sexiest voice in St. Martin, and I claim that right now.
You sure?
So I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you, brother. But yeah, but you know, but the whole point is I do what I love. That's why I love waking up. If you can't wake up to what you love, then you're waking up to what other people love. All right, let me say that again, because I don't think some of y'all heard that. If you're not waking up to doing what you love, you're waking up to what doing what other people love. Mm. You know what I mean? So you have to ask yourself, how long do I want to stay on which side? Do I want to stay on the other side where I'm happy and not happy about going in the morning? Oh my goodness, I can't wait to Friday. See, every day is a Friday to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Every day is a weekend to me. Every day is a payday to me. You know what I mean? So I get paid 7 days a week. You know what I mean?
Paid 7 days
a
week.
Who could ask for more? I get paid 7 days a week. It's a payday for me every single day. You know what I mean? I can go wherever I want. If I want to take a month off, I can. I don't have to ask how much I need to do it. I don't have to plan. If I want to get on a plane right now and go to Cuba, I can. You know what I mean? Because I've created that experience. Remember what I told you? You have to manage your mind, and your mind will create whatever you manage. So I'm going to tell you like this, ladies and gentlemen, since we're getting down to the end. Anything that you don't like in your life, you created it. You created it, or you accepted it. Whoa! I don't think they heard it. I don't think they heard that one. I don't think they heard that one. Let me say that again. You either created it or you accepted it. You allowed it. No one can make you angry unless you allow them to make you angry. No one can make you poor unless you allow them to make you poor or broke or whatever it is. There is nothing in your life, whether it be Mr. Roy, Mr. Benny, or anybody that's listening to the conversation, if you backtrack your life, you will see everything in your life. You either created it or you allowed it. And if you allow it, this is just as good as you created it.
Mm. Wow. Powerful, as you would say. Can you just say your usual powerful word there so they can hear the original powerful? Can you say it for me?
Everything is powerful. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you want to do in your life can be powerful if you believe it's powerful. You better ask somebody.
Absolutely. You know, Benny, before we come down to the end, and this is the final two things I want to actually state. You are a father.
We got to go. We're on the time limit. That's what we're doing now. Just joking. Go ahead.
You know, the people love you. That's why we're here still. And they love the show. Because I'm actually, to be honest with you, Benny, you would not notice, but I'm saying this now, but I'm receiving messages coming in that this is an awesome interview, a great interview, and even self-rated as an award-winning interview. So there you go.
Once that again, we did it. There it is. See?
There it is.
See, when you do what you love, you ain't even got to try. You just do you, and everybody will gravitate to it.
Absolutely.
You just got to do you. So Absolutely. Wake up in the morning and find out how you can do what you love.
Absolutely. And Benny, just touching base with you on this, because one of the things that I really admire from you is that how you absolutely recognize your children. And I recognize self too, that you are a father so very much involved in your children's life. So can you just share with the listeners out there, just to empower for the fact that, you know, it's so often stated, well, where are the fathers? You know, you can't find this father. He's not paying this, or he's not there in his son's life. Because there's so many sons out there that just would wish to have their father in their lives. And you have a son and a daughter. Talk to us a little bit of how you really do that as a father for your two children.
Yes. What I realize in my own thing is that you got to be an example to your kids. You know, you can tell your kids all day long about, you know, what they should and should not do, or you can show them. And what I've learned, even from myself, I always said when I was younger, you know, my father worked so hard that he never had that time to just, you know, talk to us. You know what I mean? Sit down with us, hang out, we'll come to my game. So I always said, when I become a father, I'm going to make myself available for my kids. I'm going to give them all the access they need to me. And then what they do with that will be on them. You know what I mean? But I'm going to do my part. I go to every game. I go to every performance. Whatever they're doing, as long as I'm not out of town, I'm going to make it. And if not, I'll send somebody with a video so I can see it, you know, whatever it is. So what I've learned is, you know, we can tell our kids all day long what we want them to do, but they're going to follow what you show them. And I want to show them that I'm here, I'm there. You know what I mean? And, you know, I've been divorced now for about 10 years. And, you know, and their mom just died in April. So, you know, it's even more reason why they need me, per se, all around. You know what I mean? Because you only get one mother and you only get one father. Right. You know what I mean? And you got to do what is absolute necessary. That's once again why I tell you time is so priceless to me. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, anything I can do, I'm always moving. People like, will you be stable? Yeah, I'll be, you know, for a minute. You know what I mean? But I have to keep moving because, you know, whenever God tell me it's my time is done, I want to make sure I've done everything I can possibly do in that period of time. Because I've learned that, you know, one more day can be the last day. You know what I mean? So, you know, stop procrastinating. And I'll leave your listeners with this. Procrastination is the assassination of motivation that stops you from getting to your destination and your elevation.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
All right.
Definitely.
Just procrastination alone. Most people are suffering from a super case of procrastination, a viral case of procrastination, a deadly case of I'm going to do it. I should have did it. I would have, could have did it. I would have done it. Man, just go do it. Stop talking. Do it.
Right. Oh, boy. This is so amazing as we're speaking here. You know, just coming back on one final thing about being a father, and you have your two children, and you said that you're in their lives. You do what you do. You talk to them. But let's look at it this way. You are a father today. You're well established. You're doing what you're doing. You're motivating people. You're financially free. And maybe you may have a father out there who is really struggling and is giving all the best advice they can give and all that is in you know, entailed in that. But I'm just thinking along lines, hey, you are well established in the sense of what do you then also share with your children? Because you can give them love, you can give them advice, but here you have everything. I mean, they won't have to worry about anything. Or for the fact, do you, you know, point out to them that here, dad has this?
No.
What would you say to them?
They're going to have to worry, because I'm not going to turn all my money over to them. That's just not going to happen because I would handicap them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? What I will turn over to them is the knowledge of how I got it. And how I get it, you know, yes, I'll give them a head start. But if you think I'm going to just leave all my money so my kids can blow it or whatever, no, I'm not going to do that. If they strategically, they have the best teacher in their lives. And remember, I always tell people, stop talking about the school's failure. Stop talking about the church failure. No, your home, whatever happens in your home kind of determines what's going to happen on the outside of it. So, like I always said before, you're saying, what could I say to my kids? I don't have to say much. I have to just be an example. They see that I move. They see that I get up. They see that I run companies. They get to see that. That's why I take them with me a lot of times. They get to see how I deal with people. The best way you can ever teach your kids is to show them. You can preach all day long, but they're going to follow what you do more. So it's like the people telling people, you know, don't drink and don't smoke. But then, you know, the kids see you get high and drunk. Well, when they get grown, what you think they going to do? You know what I mean? Your best way to ever help a kid is to be an example. You know what I mean? If you want to teach your kid how to win, win. If you want to teach your kid how to be financial free, stop being broke. If you want to teach your kid how to treat a woman, let them see it. If you want to teach your kid how to connect with God, let them see how you connect with God. Example, Mr. Roy, will beat any other thing they can ever learn.
Mm.
They will say, this is what I seen my mom do. This is what I seen my father do.
Right.
Okay. And then they can make the choice whether they want to follow it or do they want to go another way. But preaching to your kids and yelling and screaming and all that stuff, that's a temporary fix, because eventually they're going to get to a point where they no longer fear your screaming. They no longer fear your yelling. They no longer have to abide by your rules. Then what you gonna do?
That's so true.
You understand?
That's so true. And Benny, I just want to say this to you. When you heard that Love and Inspiration was number one on Bashani Radio with 1.9 million listeners, St. Martin, this young man from St. Martin coming onto Bashani Radio, what was your reaction at that time? How did you feel?
Well, see, I'm gonna give you a little insight. I follow everybody members. You know why? Because I want to see I'm always looking for anybody on that network, how they can build their audience and how they build. Because see, one thing we do on our network that you're not going to find on other networks, we don't just put your stuff up on social media. We market, we promote, we spend money to build that audience, because you have to get in front of these people and you have to give them the opportunity. And when I listen to shows, I already know, I know who their audience is by just listening to the tone of their shows. You understand? And I know how to get to that audience. And I know it takes a little money, it takes a little connection, and it takes good content. So I was following your numbers long before you got to that. So I already knew, honestly, that your numbers were growing, and I know who was growing to, because I follow that, because I'm always in thing of helping people win. That's what my thing is. You see what I'm saying? So one thing I know about good content, it's like a hit song. People saying, you know, oh, you got to make a hit song in the studio. No, a hit song is before you get to the studio. You understand? So honestly, a hit radio show is a hit before you even get. It's just that you got to get into the right networks so people have the chance to hear it. The only thing you were lacking, you was lacking access. Now that you're being given access, you understand? It allows you to grow. So you already had a hit show. You just didn't have access. You understand? So before you even came to our network, your show was already a hit in the content purpose-wise. It's just that enough people hadn't heard it.
Right.
You understand? So we give you access, but you got to do the hard work. You got to keep them there. I always tell people, it's easy to get up to the top. It's hard to stay there.
That is very true.
You understand? That's how you know the longevity is to get it. So I already knew, I listen to every single show on the network, because like I told you, I built the network for the purpose of, so I can hear, play good stuff in the car. You know, my kids hear the shows. They tell me what shows they like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They tell me what shows they don't like. They'll tell me, you know, what they like about a show, because, you know, when they're in the car with me, they got to listen to what I listen to. You're not listening to all of that other stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? And right now I'm going to reveal something to you that I thought was really funny, which is why I pay attention to what you already eat, because your show was playing in the car one day, you know, because I listen to your show all the time. Uh-huh. But what brought my attention to what you always talking about, what you eat, because my daughter said one time when your show was on, it was like, Poppy, you know, because my kids are Spanish and black, right?
Yeah.
Said, Poppy, why is that man always telling us about his food? Is he a chef? And I thought that was so hilarious, because you talk about a 13-year-old and she was asking an honest question. You know what I mean?
Right.
He always talking about his food like he's going to give her something. You know, is he a chef? You know what I mean? So, like, when I listened to it, you know what I mean? And then I told you about the time I was on the plane just busting out laughing, you know, when you was talking about, you know, oh, so this is what I had today on my plane. My wonderful wife made this food. I was, like, crying. And people was just looking at me like, what is wrong with this guy? And, like, you know, you're like, you want to take off the headphones so they can hear it, but it's like, wow. You know what I mean? So that's what actually brought me attention to your food thing. So now, every time I listen to your show, I'll be like, okay, what he going to eat today? I know that's crazy, but it's crazy. So, but she was the one that really started that, me paying attention to that. So I tell you that story just to say that you never know how you're going to affect people. You know what I mean? And you never know, you know, how you're going to get that message across. You know, people receive messages different, you know. Now, every time your show comes on, my daughter already know they go to Food Man. You know what I mean? But what that does is heightens her attention to listen to everything you're talking about. You understand what I'm saying? So you remember, it's not how you get in the race; it's the fact whether you get in the race at all.
Very.
You see what I'm saying? Because as long as you're in the race, you have the opportunity to win. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. And then the spectators have the opportunity to determine who they want to win or whatever, as long as you're in the race. The problem is most people don't get in the race. So your show was already a hit before it got to it. It just didn't have access. You see what I'm saying? It's like having a hit song and nobody heard it. You understand? So now we've exposed you to a lot of people and they're like, wow, where this guy come from? Not knowing you've been doing this for years.
That's right. 12 years.
You see what I'm saying? yeah, you've been doing this for years. You know what I mean? But to them, oh, this new guy on the scene, Roy ain't new, but you knew to them.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I was told a long time ago in the music business, you don't have a hit record until everybody's heard it. And I said, I didn't understand it. He said, because then you got to give them the opportunity. If everybody's heard it and they still don't like it, then maybe it's not a hit.
Hmm.
But if a lot of people have heard it and they're enjoying it, then maybe you got a hit. You know what I mean? I encourage people that leave me with it just to show you, you know, like me. I know personally, I don't care what Roy say, I have the sexiest voice in the world, okay? I know this, okay? And just to prove it, if you go, y'all go onto YouTube.com and put in Benny the Voice, you will see a video with Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart, and you'll see how the sexiest voice in the world makes these people go crazy.
Mm.
It's went viral, so it'll be easy to find. So I say that to say that is, use your gift and use it to the best of your ability.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Benny, it couldn't have been, I mean, what can I say? This has been an award-winning interview, and I really want to thank you for being on the show, the motivator. I want to thank you also once again for the opportunity, besides being on 102.7 FM here on beautiful St. Martin, which I thank the Voice of St. Martin for having me here on Love and Inspiration every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. I want to thank you as the CEO for Bashani Radio over in New York for allowing this opportunity for Love and Inspiration to be on that platform. Of course, as I always say, with the essence of the show, and that is inspiring lives and, of course, building stronger relationships. So Benny Randall Jr., the motivator, business and life coach, best-selling author, speaker, investor, entrepreneur, has been a pleasure having you on the show today.
And how can people find me? Because you didn't give me that opportunity.
Well, that's what you're going to be able to say right now.
you see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm always marketing. I'm always promoting. All right. You can reach me at very two places. You can reach me at BennyRandall.com. That's with an IEBENNIE Randall.com. Or you can go to my private community where you can get, you know, stuff you ain't gonna hear on the outside at BennyOnDemand.com. That's Benny on Demand. Or if you just want to melt into this, the sexiest voice in the world, just go to BennyTheVoice.com, ladies and gentlemen, and just have some fun. That's what it is. And Bashani Radio, RK Radio, and here's some of the baddest shows on the planet, like the show you're listening to. And I want to thank you, Mr. Roy, for having me on your show. I want to thank you for being part of our family, letting us be a part of your family. And remember, it all starts with an idea. You had an idea for a powerful show. You wanted to have inspiration and love, and you've done it, and now you're reaching millions of people. So you see what I mean? Everything starts with an ideal, and you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Absolutely. It has been a pleasure with you on the show today. God bless you and all that you do, Benny, and your family. God bless you. Really appreciate you. Much love from beautiful St. Martin and from my wife, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, and family and the beautiful people of St. Martin in the Caribbean. God bless you, Benny. Thank you for being on Love and Inspiration today.
All right. Thank you so much, brother.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Benny Randall Jr., the CEO of Bashani Radio, New York.
Jesus, you love me too much. Oh.
Feel the heartbeat of love on Love and Inspiration.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.